Good morning. This is Dr. Raymond M. Gordon, and this is our Monday morning motivation. We want you to be motivated to have faith today and keep your focus and be supplied with God's fortitude. We left off in Ephesians chapter 3, right near the latter part of the chapter, and Paul had been dealing with being strengthened with might. That's kratos in the Greek, bulldozer's might by the Spirit in the inner man. Now let's try to envision what Paul is saying, that we need daily the Holy Spirit to be a bulldozer in our lives, to move things out of the way, to move walls, to move anything that would obstruct us from having faith and having joy. And so we need the Holy Spirit on the inner man, to help us, because we're weak. We're all weak historically. We're all weak with our hangups and habits. We're all weak with our the way we think, the way we reason. We get weak. So Paul is praying that Christ may strengthen you, verse 16, chapter 3, with might. And I know I need might. Every morning I wake up, I have fears, I have fractures, I have a lack of fortitude. And if I keep gauging what's in me, I'm not going to make it. So I need the Holy Spirit to come alongside of me as the Parakletos, Paraclete, walking with me, empowering me, strengthening me, moving things out the way that I cannot emotionally or mentally move. And then he says that Christ may dwell, that word dwell is reside, live, and be at home in your hearts by faith. Now, when we say that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, God wants to be at home in our hearts as we believe, that being rooted and grounded in love. Now, one of the most tremendous things that we miss in our lives on a daily basis is the love of Christ in us. Not our love for Christ. Not the fact that we're walking around believing that Christ loves us. No, the love of Christ constrains us. The love of Christ controls us. The love of Christ counsels us. When we have his love residing on the inside, and this comes from transformative truth, that as we apply the word of God to our lives in little pieces, God begins to fill us with his presence, his peace, and his power. God fills us with his love. When we're walking around with the love of Christ in us, very few things can bother us. And so that was Paul's prayer, that we would be grounded in love. Once the love of Christ is in us, then we can love others outside of us. Some of us have a problem loving people outside of us because the love of Christ in us is not activated. So as we motivate throughout this day, on this Monday morning, let's think about what I just said. We got to be filled with the love of Christ on the inside. And then, amen, we've got to allow Christ to dwell in our hearts, to live, reside, control by faith, that we are strengthened by the Spirit on the inner man with his might, his kratos. Let the Holy Spirit move the things out of the way that we have problems moving. God bless you. We love you. Have a great day.